6 minutes past 7, John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
Fine Gael is completely re-examining its approach to the presidential race after the shock withdrawal of Mairead McGuinness on health grounds. That's according to the Irish Independent. The party is now scrambling for a way forward, Mary Wigan writes, and she quotes sources as saying that all options are being looked at, including contenders who had already withdrawn. Fine Gael finally had its eyes on the presidency, but now it is back to the drawing board, writes Regan elsewhere in the paper. According to the Irish Daily Mail, Heather Humphreys has emerged as the preferred candidate in the upper echelons of the party to contest the election for Fine Gael, and she will be approached by the party leadership to run. The Irish Times is more cautious on the question and says that some in the party pointed to Humphreys as a potentially strong candidate should she change her mind about her previous decision not to run. In an editorial, the paper says that figures like Sean Kelly and Francis Fitzgerald may come back into the frame. In a common piece in the Irish Examiner, Terry Prone is sympathetic about McGuinness's reason for withdrawing. To see McGuinness work a room is to see a dynamo in action. And being a relatable dynamo takes a lot of energy, she writes. Prone reckons that Mairead McGuinness will now become the best candidate that Fine Gael ever lost. On the other hand, she describes the campaign launch yesterday of independent candidate Gareth Sheridan as a self-detonation. Sheridan's launch gets much coverage. He's given 2 pages in The Independent, where he is reported as saying that there seems to be a coordinated attack on his character. John Burns examines the affairs of Sheridan's company, Nutriband, in detail. Also getting much coverage is what is described as a scathing new report on the Garda Síochána. As Conor Gallagher in The Times puts it, the Crow report finds that some roads policing Gardaí allegedly park their cars out of sight and avoid work for their entire shift, while others refuse to travel too far from the station to save on lunch money. Shock and Law is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline. This weekend's concerts in Dublin by the band Oasis provide the lead story for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Star. It will be an epic 2-night party, according to one headline in the Star. Fans to neck 250,000 pints in sun-kissed croaker, says another. D-Day in Alaska is how The Independent sums up today's face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to discuss Russia's war on Ukraine. And the front page picture shows a face-to-face hug between UK Premier Keir Starmer and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in Downing Street yesterday. A Times headline quotes Trump's preview of the summit when he said that Putin was ready to make a deal ending the war. In a column in The Independent, Steve Holland wonders which version of the US president will show up to the negotiations.